Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 64. This chapter is 10 pesukim in it. The Ramat Wali explains the connection between this chapter and the previous one, because they both deal with how the Rishayim are constantly trying to harm and pursue the Tzadikim. Even though the Tzadik knows God will ultimately save him, he still feels the need to call out to God because perhaps he did something wrong on his part, which will cause him harm. The tzaddik also davens because God desires the prayers of the tzaddikim. Now for the perek summary. In this chapter, David prays to Hashem to save him from those who secretly conspire to kill him. David compares his conspirers to archers who shoot arrows while hiding. They secretly plan and wait for the right moment to kill their prey. They shoot at innocent people. David's enemies also shoot arrows in the form of negative allegations and slander. David davens to Hashem to destroy his personal enemies. In verse 8, he emphatically states, God will shoot them with an arrow, and their speech will ultimately be their downfall when they get caught up in their web of deceit. The psalm ends by David stating a righteous person can be happy because he has emunah in God. Now for the highlight pasuk. And by looking at this pasuk, it'll shed light on what David said this parak about. In verse 2, it says, Shema Elohim koli b'sichi mipachad oyev titzor chayai. Hear my voice, O God, when I plead, guard my life from the enemy's terror. The Radak and the Malbim explain David said this psalm when he was running from King Shaul and about Doeg HaAdomi. However, Rashi brings the Medrash Tehillim that explains David wrote this parak with Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, about what took place in Sefer Daniel chapter 6. Being Daniel was a direct descendant of David, David wrote this parak in the first person as if Daniel himself was speaking. What happened in Daniel chapter 6 is the famous story when Daniel was thrown into a lion's pit and was miraculously saved. While Daniel was rising to power in the Persian Empire, Emperor Dariush was particularly fond of him. This caused a lot of jealousy amongst the high-ranking officials. Being they couldn't find a way to present Daniel in a negative light to the emperor, they were able to have a decree made. Anyone who prays in public will be killed. Obviously, Daniel davened 3 times a day and didn't stop praying. Daniel then was thrown into the lion's pit. Miraculously, all the lions subjugated themselves to Daniel, and he was left unscathed. Emperor Darius then cast Daniel's conspirers into the lion's pit. The lesson to be learned here is prayer has the ability to change nature. It was none other than Daniel who stuck to prayer constantly, davening to Hashem that the natural order of the world changed for him. Lions normally eat people, but in this story, Daniel ruled over the lions. The main weapon of a Jew is tefillah. Daniel was able to use his sword of tefillah to subdue the lions in the pit. So too, each and every single one of us have the ability to be Mashana de Teva, change the natural order of things through tefillah, by pouring out our minds and hearts and souls to God through thick and thin, constantly strengthening ourselves with renewed emunah, placing ourselves deeper in the world of prayer. As we see by Daniel, he was able to rule over lions because tefillah has the ability to change nature. Let us merit to the way of David and Daniel to believe our prayers actually have the ability to change nature and understand nature can change for us because for God, anything's possible. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.